Edso.
And Miss Herkimer.
Yes, Brian Adams, and this time is 26 minutes before 7 with the Grease Man here. Variably cloudy for the whole weekend is what they're saying. I'll be out on the Potomac tomorrow, so you'll see my big behind. Lord, see my big behind is a lawman fishing tournament. And I'll be down there with the Magnum pointed at the water, getting ready to blow me away some carp. Should be a fun time, had by all. Big wedding I got to go through Sunday. Looking forward to a big weekend. But I tell you who's having a big weekend tonight. I tell you who's hitting the singles bars with tremendous success. There's a certain breed of man that never fails to score. And I'll tell you who that breed of man is. Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a man and become... The greatest thing about being a lawman is that you can carry a concealed weapon when you're off duty that never fails to impress the dames. Well, you put on your best leisure suit and you got that Magnum tucked in the small of your bag as you hit the singles bar. You pick out the best looking babe in the place. You say, "Hey, little darling, you want to dance?" She says, "Sure." So you get out there and you dance for about 2 minutes and you say, "I got to sit down a second. My gun's digging into the small of my back." She says, "Your gun? What are you, a crow?" You say, No, I'm a cop. My gun, I gotta carry it all the time, and sometimes it digs into me when I'm dancing. You wanna sit down? She says, "Well, sure." Instantly fascinated by a man who lives with violence on a daily basis. Well, you have a couple of drinks. She asks you lots of questions about being a policeman. Finally, you say, "Look, baby, I'm surrounded by noise and maggots all day long. What do you say we get out of here, go someplace?" She says, "Sure." Next thing you know, you're having a quiet little dinner. Every now and then you adjust yourself. She says, "Gun digging into you again?" You say, "Yeah." You say, "Well, darling, check, please, waiter. Tell you what, as a police officer, I feel it my duty to give you an escort home." Just to impress her, when you pull up in her driveway, you open your door, you bail out with the gun in hand, you roll across the parking lot and assume a police firing stance. She says, "What's going on?" You say, "Oh, I thought I saw something." And you ease the hammer back down and slide the gun back out. By this time, she's ready! You get inside the place. You say, "You mind if I take this thing off?" As you unlimber that concealable Bianchi holster and lay that big Magnum on the coffee table there. She's staring at it hungrily. It's an aphrodisiac that never fails. Finally, she'll look at you and say, "All right, take me! Take me now!" Oh, wouldn't you know? You put the gun under the pillow for extra added effect like James Bond used to do. And when you achieve your Shangri-La, blam! That thing fires off into the wall. My God! The next day the headline reads, "Drunken lawman plugs girlfriend and next door neighbor." The sergeant's called on the case. You're taken downtown to internal. And they say, "Book 'em."